Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Girl Who Was Taken by Charlie Donley is an enthralling psychological thriller that plunges its readers into a deep, dark abyss of mystery and suspense. Set in a small town where two girls go missing from a high school beach party, the narrative unfolds a year later with only one girl, Megan McDonald, having escaped her captor. The other girl, Nicole Cuddy, is still missing. The story is intricately woven through the perspectives of Livia Cuddy, Nicole's older sister who is studying forensic pathology, and Megan, who is struggling with fragmented memories of her abduction. As Livia dives into the autopsy of a recently discovered body that could lead her to her sister, Megan attempts to piece together her memories, inadvertently unlocking secrets that someone wants to keep buried. This book is a meticulously crafted journey through hope, survival, and the pursuit of truth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the complex dynamics of sisterhood in the core of The Girl Who Was Taken lies the complex relationship between Nicole and Livia Cuddy. This aspect of the narrative serves as a powerful exploration of sisterhood, encompassing themes of guilt, jealousy, unconditional love, and redemption. Livia's relentless quest to find her sister embodies the desperation and dedication often found in familial bonds. Their dynamic, rooted in a shared but turbulent history, provides a touching and humane depth to the suspenseful plot. Livia's character development, driven by her sister's disappearance, showcases a profound transformation from detachment to a fervent commitment to unraveling the truth. This evolution not only propels the storyline, but also offers a poignant look at how tragedy can reformulate personal relations and self-perception. Secondly, the psychological impact of abduction. A central theme of the novel is the psychological torment experienced by Megan, a survivor trying to reclaim her life after abduction. The author delves into the intricate web of Megan's psyche, capturing the confusion, fear, and fragmented memory that haunts her. This narrative thread explores the resilience of the human spirit in the face of trauma, and the complex process of healing and memory retrieval. Megan's struggle is portrayed with a delicate yet impactful realism that engages the reader's empathy. Through her eyes, we witness the staggering effects of trauma on mental health, the challenging road to recovery, and the significance of support systems in overcoming the past. The portrayal of Megan's psychological journey is not only a testament to survival, but also an invitation to understand the profound effects of kidnapping on the psyche. Thirdly, the role of forensic pathology, an intriguing aspect of The Girl Who Was Taken, is its detailed depiction of forensic pathology through the character of Livia Cuddy, a medical examiner. This facet of the story provides a gripping look into how crime-solving teams utilize science to uncover the truth. The author meticulously describes the process of autopsies, the collection of evidence, and the deduction methods used to draw connections between victims and their assailants. Through Livia's investigations, readers gain insight into the critical role forensic pathologists play in solving crimes and how science can lead to breakthroughs in seemingly unsolvable cases. This not only enriches the narrative with a layer of realism, but also educates the reader about the fascinating, albeit morbid, intricacies of forensic science. Fourthly, the mind of the antagonist. Without revealing spoilers, the portrayal of the antagonist in The Girl Who Was Took is intricately crafted, providing a chilling glimpse into the mind of a predator. The novel effectively creates a sense of dread and tension through the unknown aspects of the abductor's identity and motives. As the story unfolds, the reader is exposed to the cunning and manipulation that characterizes the antagonist, making the narrative all the more compelling. The author skillfully weaves the antagonist's perspective into the storyline, allowing the audience to momentarily delve into the dark side of human nature. This exploration raises questions about morality, insanity, and the factors that drive individuals to commit heinous acts, adding a thought-provoking depth to the thriller. Lastly, unveiling the truth. A pivotal theme in The Girl Who Was Taken is the relentless pursuit of truth. Each character's journey intersects with this overarching quest in unique ways, whether it's Livia's forensic search for clues, Megan's battle with her own fragmented memories, or the community's quest for answers. The novel masterfully constructs a labyrinth of lies, secrets, and misdirection, challenging both its characters and readers to discern truth from deception. The resolution of these mysteries serves as a testament to the idea that truth, no matter how deeply buried, has a way of surfacing. The author's adept handling of suspense and revelation maintains a gripping pace, ensuring that the drive towards truth keeps readers hooked until the very end. In conclusion, The Girl Who Was Taken by Charlie Donlas is a must-read for fans of psychological thrillers and anyone intrigued by the complexities of human behavior and forensic science. The novel offers a rich narrative that delves into the depths of trauma, the strength of familial bonds, and the enduring human quest for truth. It presents a compelling examination of the psychological and emotional ramifications of crime, not only on the victims, but also on their families and the wider community. Through its meticulous character development and suspenseful plot, the book highlights the resilience of the human spirit and the power of determination in the face of adversity. Readers who appreciate a story that combines psychological depth with a riveting mystery will find The Girl Who Was Taken both captivating and emotionally resonant, making it a beneficial addition to their reading list for its insights into the human experience of loss, survival, and recovery. If you would like to support Charlie Donlas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.